Sliwa.
Curtis Sliwa.
77 WABC.
So when you make your living the way that I do, writing and talking, you're constantly approached by people who say, "Oh, I got a great story. Let me tell you about my story." And you know, I mean, I always try to be polite, but I mean, to be honest about it, 90% of them, maybe more than that, 90% of them, it doesn't really amount to much. I mean, what people think might be an interesting story about their own lives. Now, for whatever reason, either it's hard to prove that it's true, or it's something that they may be interested in, but others wouldn't be. But that is not what happened with Craig Schmell. I met Craig 3 years ago, almost exactly 3 years ago. We were at a meal in a restaurant, a birthday party of a friend of mine, and started talking, and you know, we just making chat, and at some point in the conversation, said, "You know, I've got this story." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay, you got a story, right? Okay, doesn't everybody?" And she says, "No, I think it's interesting." He began telling me his story, and I was intrigued enough that I was like, "You know, come over, let's you and I sit down and talk about this, so I can really get to the bottom of it." And he came over to my house, and we talked about it, and I was impressed. I brought him to meet my agent, and the results of which, 3 years after we started talking, is a book that has just come out. 2 weeks ago, I guess, called The Uninvited, How I Crashed My Way Into Finding Myself. And I introduce you to Craig Schmell. How are you, buddy?
Hello, Ellis. How are you today?
Good. That's weird, isn't it? I mean, I'm constantly hearing stories from people, but let me set the stage quickly, and then I want to get into some of this with you. It's weird, by the way, for me to be interviewing you, but you know, that's what we do here. So I wanted to get our listeners at 77 WABC into this the process of the inside of the book world. So Craig gets out of school, and stop me if I'm screwing any of this up. Gets out of school, is kind of screwing off, drinking too much. Smoking some pot, maybe, and wasting his life away in his young 20s in New York, and discovers inside himself an amazing talent to talk his way into places that he does not belong. And it starts with nightclubs and parties, and pretty soon, Craig is standing on stage at the Grammys, singing with Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. He is driving in the president's motorcade. He is in the locker room at Madison Square Garden, 17 floors below where I'm sitting right now in the WABC studios, drinking out of the Stanley Cup with the championship New York Rangers, and on and on and on. I mean, Craig, when I first heard these stories, I was like, "Come on, man, you're lying to me. Tell people how it is that you convinced me it was true."
Well, first of all, I showed up at your apartment that beautiful day, and I brought all the pictures to prove the stories were true. And when you first saw the pictures of me on stage at the Grammys, you kind of thought maybe there was something to believe here. And then when I showed you me meeting President Reagan, you believed that. And then when you saw me drinking out of the Stanley Cup, you knew my stories must be true.
I mean, you understand my skepticism initially, right? Because, I mean, a lot of people say, "Oh, yeah, I got this great story."
I certainly did. I certainly did, but I knew that once you heard it, that you might be intrigued, because everywhere I ever went, whenever the stories would come up and people would usually tell me to tell the stories, people would just, their jaws would drop, and they found it quite funny and quite exciting.
So one of the things, as you and I started talking, one of the things that I think we agreed on, which was, well, you know, those stories are pretty wild and pretty amazing. A lot of celebrities involved, and they're all in the book, The Uninvited. But that what made the story have some resonance was that there was a certain amount of growth that you went through, and self-discovery and understanding about what's important. And like, while you were doing all that crazy stuff, in some ways you were kind of a jerk, if you don't mind me saying.
I absolutely was. I kept lowering my self-esteem by doing a lot of silly things. And I was doing these things as a way of escaping. And I just was never happy with me. I had this hole in my soul. And these escapades were just ways that I didn't have to feel me and I can feel like I was somebody else. And when I was in this world, I felt like I was a star.
And so all your friends are saying, oh, man, that's amazing. I can't look. There you are with Billy Joel. And look, there's Bruce Springsteen. And, I mean, my God, you're singing with all these people and hanging out with all these stars. You were getting some kind of attention for that, at least, right?
I certainly was. And there was the paradox, right? Everywhere I went, people would pat me on the back and say, you're amazing, you're amazing. But the truth was, and this contributed to this, you know, hole in my soul, I kept defining myself as a liar, a cheat, and a thief.
So one day, you're in your apartment in Manhattan, which your dad is paying the rent on, incidentally, because you're not doing squat, and you get a knock at the door. Tell about that.
So on or about October of 1990, it was a Saturday morning. I was sleeping late like I usually did after being out late the night before. I opened the door, and I had a doorman at the time, and somehow my parents got by the doorman, and I opened the door, and it's my mom and dad. My mom is crying. My father looked like he had just seen death. And they came in, and my mom basically started reading me the riot. My mom said, I love you, but I don't like you. I don't like what you've become. And my father said, I have more respect for the bum on the street corner who's wiping windows at red lights. At least he's making a quarter every time. You have more potential in your pinky, and you are wasting your life away.
Wow, I have to be pretty intense, but it spurred some action, didn't it?
It certainly did. The action occurred after my father's next sentence, which was, you have two choices, either to come home with us and seek help and guidance, and we figure out what is the problem, or you continue on the destructive path you are on, and we never want to know from you ever again. You are dead to us. Do not call us. Do not write us. You are out of our will. You are dead to us.
Mm. Talking with Craig Schmell, my co-author on The Uninvited, How I Crashed My Way Into Finding Myself, which is, you know, at bookstores, Amazon, online, indies, wherever decent books are sold. No, Craig, a big part of this story, as you pull yourself back from the abyss, involves a shrink in New York, someone who helped sort of steer you into a better way of living. Tell about him.
His name was Dr. Arthur Knauert. He had dedicated his life to people who had drinking and drug problems. And I met him, and he just was different. And my day of reckoning, if you will, came when he asked me if I liked myself, and I said, I do, and he said, tell me why, and I said, well, I have a great parents, a nice apartment, a pretty girlfriend. He said, Craig, that's not a reason to like yourself, and he pointed across the street at a stranger, and he said, do you see that stranger? And I said, yes, and he said, what if I told you that stranger is you, and what if I told you that most of your life has underachieved in college and graduate school? You lie, you manipulate, you show up late for work, you leave early, you put in minimal effort to get the maximum result, you have girlfriends and you cheat on them, you could have been a better son, a better friend, a better man, would you like that person? And I said no, and I started to cry hysterically because I saw the truth for the first time in my life, and I asked him, what do I do? And this was the words that truly saved my life. And he said, in order to build self-esteem, you have to do esteemable acts.
Dr. Arthur Knauert, Dr. K, you call him. Talking with Craig Schmell, the author of The Uninvited. Craig, tell a little bit about your life now. I mean, you've had a huge career on Wall Street. You got a family. Get people up to speed about what those lessons did for you.
So I started doing esteemable acts one day at a time, which meant showing up on time, being a man of honor and integrity and commitment, or at least trying my hardest to do that, although there are times when it's hard to do. And I left law and started working on Wall Street, and I have been on Wall Street for about 27 years. I was married. I have two beautiful children. I'm now divorced. I opened up businesses during those 27 years. I was in the gym business. I'm starting a new business now, and through esteemable acts and through being a man of honor and integrity, my life has changed drastically. And today my life is about trying to give, not to take. And before I discovered Dr. K, my life was about taking, not giving.
Well, now, I know as this book has been out a couple of weeks, you've been doing interviews on HLN, ABC, all the big shows were in the Post last week. And I know it's brought you back to some times in your life that, were a very different guy. When you look at you look at that video of you on stage with all those people at the 30th anniversary of the Grammys at Radio City Music Hall, and you see that imposter up there acting like he's a star on stage, what do you think?
I think two things. I actually think I had a great time while I was doing these things because it was a lot of fun. But I think that that's not who I am anymore. That was a person who was trying to escape himself, once again, because I had this hole in my soul that wouldn't get filled with enough alcohol or drugs in the world. And today I don't drink anymore. I don't do drugs anymore. And my life is about, little things. And I'm happy as a simple man. I'm happy just showing up on time, showing love to my friends and family. And I've kind of found this new purpose with this book, and I love spreading the message of what this book is really about, and it's about giving back.
No, I got to tell you, I started out with the lowest of expectations. Some guy I meet at a party who tells me he's got a story. And folks, what do you say? I mean, it sounds to me like an amazing human journey, and it's been fun, Craig.
Well, it's been great for me, Ellis. You are amazing.
Well, listen, I appreciate you. I wanted to share that with folks. I think people like hearing the inside of the way these things get created. And I got to tell you, you and I took it from a glimmer of an idea to a terrific book that people talk in movies. I don't want to give anything away too early, but The Uninvited, How I Crashed My Way into Finding Myself, Craig Schmell, the author. Hey, this was fun, man. Thanks for making time.
Thanks, Ellis. Have a great day.